Pareidolia.
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 What does it mean?
Something that is meaningless being perceived as significant.
I went to get my second half of my sandwich, and it was open. And I looked down, and I saw Jesus in my cucumber.
I suppose they're calling it a miracle on toast.
A Hopkins couple says they were just eating chili when the miracle happened. An image that, if you look closely, could be interpreted to resemble Jesus.
Our faces pick out a pattern out of random stimuli, and we think it's significant.
I one time saw the person cloud in the sunset.
Completely meaningless.
The cloud looks like a faraway castle built out of stone. Also might look like fish or lamb.
Jayatri Das, chief bioscientist at the Franklin Institute. Why do our brains do this?
So pareidolia is based on the fact that your brain tends to see things that you expect to see. If you think about it, no one ever talks about seeing really bizarre objects. It's always faces or familiar things. And this is because your brain has shortcuts for recognizing these things, especially faces. You actually have a particular region of your brain called the fusiform face area that's specifically dedicated to recognizing faces. And scientists have shown that this part of the brain is activated during episodes of pareidolia when people see faces. So why? And if you think about it, there's a real evolutionary advantage to be able to recognize a face at the drop of a hat.
How so?
So imagine that, you know, long time ago in the land of our evolutionary ancestors, there's somebody coming around the corner and you don't know whether they're friend or foe. If you can recognize their face and discern whether this is somebody who's an ally or an enemy right away, then you're more likely to survive. And this is something that still carries an advantage. Being able to recognize people's faces and read their emotions is good for us.
So is it that sometimes when I'm looking at a piece of toast or at a cucumber, my brain snaps into recognize face mode?
Exactly. So when we're looking at somebody's face, we don't individually necessarily analyze, okay, here's an eye, here's another eye, here's a nose, here's a mouth. We look at the picture as a whole and recognize a spacing of these different features. And when that same spacing appears in an otherwise meaningless image, we see a face.
How about seeing shapes in the clouds?
It's really based on our imagination. We heard the little girl talking about castles and fish, and it's likely that those are things that she's looking at in other parts of her life, and we find things that are relevant to us.
There's also an audio version. Early we heard some music, and I kept thinking, like, I think I just heard something. I heard somebody say something. Is that a similar thing?
It's the same idea. Again, your brain has shortcuts for interpreting information based on what you've already experienced. The face issue is something that's visual, but this also happens with audio information.
So we want to pick out a pattern, something that we can recognize and make sense of.
Exactly. And your brain is always doing this because it's much easier for the brain to assign these patterns and categorize new information into things that it already knows.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Jayatri Das is the chief bioscientist at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia.